We interrupt this program with a special report.
I got a message for all you folks out there in Radio Land. So sit tight and bend an ear.
Welcome back, everyone, to another week of the Manga Monday Show. My name is Ben, as always, I'm with my co-host.
Edgar,
welcome back.
It's been so long.
It's been a long time.
It's
been a long day.
Yeah, we're going through it right now.
We are going through it. We're going through a little bit of stuff right now. If you noticed, last week, instead of a Shonen Junk, I posted a small little meme. And that's because, if you read the description, Finals is destroying my soul. And it's destroying me. You also notice that the Manga Monday show this week has a much less timestamp than it normally does. That's because this week is going to be shorter, because immediately after I will be jumping back into the absolute hellscape that is my finals week. So yeah, hopefully I graduate. Let's knock on some wood.
Yeah.
I'm literally standing up and going over to the wood, because every time I talk about graduating,
yeah,
I knock on wood. But now we're here.
Yeah.
I'm super stressed, but I'm really excited to talk about manga for
Ben, I mean,
minutes.
Anyone that stresses out, I get stressed out. So, I'm stressed out for you. But then again, I'm going through my own things. I'm also,
yeah,
applying for a bunch of jobs. And, I feel like I'm hit a point where I'm, I need to
I wish I could do what you're doing right now.
But I have to wait till I'm done with all these
classes.
The thing is, at least, in what you're graduating in, what that is. I have,
yeah,
I was studying English, and I'm jumping in a field. I'm now interested in a field that I have not studied for, in a sense, which is photography, which is what I'm trying to do three things at once, essentially. Worst comes to worst, I'll do something else. But I'm right now I'm applying myself to photography full time. I'm selling myself out there. I'm trying to apply for jobs. Mm-hmm. So I'm hey, do you get to take education on this? No, but technically I've been doing it for 2 years, but can you please hire me?
Yeah.
So that's how it is right now.
Yeah, me and Edgar, we were talking about this while we were playing Minecraft earlier this week, and we were talking about how we're literally doing the exact same thing. We're reinventing ourselves. Yeah, we have four different jobs, and we're just trying to see if one of them is able to become our main profession.
Yeah, we're throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
But all four of this stuff, I want to do all four of them all at once. So it's
just
seeing which one is going to take precedence. Hopefully it's manga and anime writing for both of us, but it is what it is.
It is,
We'll
take what we get.
Yeah.
Right, beggars can't be choosers.
Edgar, are we ready to jump off into the news? Once again, this is the Manga Monday show, but a speed run. Well, not a speed run, but,
Yeah, this will be a fairly short episode,
yeah,
just for the sake of, how much is going on in our lives, and, it is pretty news heavy.
We'll be back next week. For those of you who are excited to watch the quintessential quintuplet half blind review series, I'm so sorry I could not catch up in time. However, I will be able to catch up before the next week's episode, so we'll be able to talk about it in full extent there.
And same goes for all the anime going on the fall season.
True.
A lot of them are coming to a close. I can't say if next week we'll be doing a bunch of reviews on that, or probably it'll be the following week after, because I know for sure
we might do individual episodes on it, just to talk about the season or the series as a whole.
Sure, yeah.
Since they finished
we can do that.
Yeah.
How many would it be?
It would be
Chainsaw Man, My Hero, Spy Family.
My Hero's not finished. My Hero continues on.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
My Hero continues to 24.
Blue Lock continues.
Spy Family.
Spy Family doesn't continue.
Spy Family doesn't continue.
Yeah.
12, Mob, and Chainsaw Man where it's stopping.
All right, so just three technically, right?
Yeah, just three. Yeah,
all right, hopefully that's the plan. So,
definitely.
Yeah, and so we got those coming your way. Yeah. But, yeah. News.
Also, hold on, real quick.
Oh, also, not news.
Just real quick, you guys. On January 2nd, the Manga Monday show is going to have a nice little thing. It's going to be a special Manga Monday show called the Manga Monday Show Award Show. Not the Manga Monday Award Show. There you go.
The Manga Monday Show Award Show. The show.
But we're still figuring out what we want to do for that. I think this year, it's still going to be like this. It's still going to be analog, just us talking. Who knows? Maybe as the years go on, we'll record ourselves. We'll make it a bigger event. But as of right now, that's how it's going to be. And then we're going to do it like me and Edgar are going to choose our favorites and our categories. And then on our community tab on our YouTube page, you'll be able to find a nice little poll for you to vote on yours. So we'll be able to choose the fan favorites and all of that stuff. So stay tuned for all that stuff. And now let's get on into the schnooze.
Yeah, let me just grab a pen.
Take your time. I'll just throw out something real big. I don't even have an article for it because I know Edgar's going to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
So the Sword Village arc in Demon Slayer.
Oh, yeah. Demon Slayer.
That's getting a movie, right?
Yeah, but like it's...
Or is it a one-hour special?
I think what's... here's what it is. So we are... A movie is confirmed, but there's a lot of confusion because I don't think there's a source that directly clarifies it. It's...
So this article that I have right here, it says Demon Slayer... the Mugen Train ended on Saturday with the announcement. God, it just ended.
What?
Demon Slayer Mugen
Train.
Oh,
the run.
The run just ended. That is insane.
Why did... Why?
That is insane.
Oh, my God.
Mugen Train just ended. And it announced that Kimetsu no Yaiba's Swordsmith Village arc will have... The television anime will be premiering in April with a one-hour special. So I guess there's going to be a 1 hour TV special called the Demon Slayer, the Upper Ranks Gather and Onward to the Swordsmith Village. And then there's going to be a movie called the Swordsmith Village arc, I guess. Or Swordsmith Village.
So here's my take on it.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, I think Mugen Train was like 15 or 16 chapters.
Yeah.
And this arc is like 29 or 30 chapters.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So obviously the movie is not covering it. And we know that it's not just the movie. They announced the show.
Yes.
So I think that they're going to do the first half air on TV.
Okay.
And then they'll do the movie covering the second half, like the final part of
it. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen too. Because I was talking to you and I was like, I think this is longer than
Mugen Train.
Much longer than Mugen Train. So I'm interested to see how this works. I'm also interested to see, is season three of Demon Slayer the final season?
They might do it. Because this will they're airing the first half, then this is technically season three again. And what I'm pretty sure what they're going to do is once the movie's out, they're going to do an air broadcast of like because like they did it with Mugen Train. They started off season two with Mugen Train episodes, and then they did like the Entertainment District arc completing it.
As much as I love the ending of Demon Slayer, I would have loved a couple of more arcs in there just to
filler.
No, not filler.
Is Ben asking for filler?
Obviously, I want the story to mean something, right? But I still would have liked just a little bit of stuff to be filled in.
He said it.
He said
right here.
Thing. He
yeah.
Said
so it says, Demon Slayer to the Swordsmith Village World Tour coming to 2023 premiere event in Los Angeles February 18th, and then the theatrical release in U.S. and Canada on March 3rd. Pretty sure Japanese will be getting it first, but I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that that's how it's going to go out. First, straight to air, and then on in theaters, and I'm really excited for it. Ben, in terms of like quality, do you think it'll hold up? I mean, this is closer to where the first season ended and the film came out, right?
Yes.
Are the time releases much closer now than it was the first time?
No, definitely.
Yeah.
They are, I think Ufotable got it in the bag. I think they know they're scheduling really well. The thing with this arc is I don't think it was as high stakes or as high I don't want to say high.
They don't
meaning.
Meet the same. They don't meet the same, you know, heights as Entertainment District arc. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, as the end of the Entertainment District and at the end of Mugen Train, right? Because I mean, the really good animation came from the fight with Rengoku versus Akaza, and then or Akaza, whichever one.
I say Akaza.
Akaza. Yeah. And then of course,
the other one, the sleep guy.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
Whatever.
With the hands.
That guy. Yeah, that guy. That dude. Irrelevant. But
yeah, right.
He got beaten by Tanjiro. What a noob.
Yeah.
But then of course also that finale at the end of season two, which was really really big and really really huge. Just a great episode overall. I don't know if it has that moment in this arc,
For those of you this is a good chance for a plug, go check out our full analysis on our full review on the Demon Slayer series where we rank the arcs specifically. I made the argument that because when I read I started reading when season one ended, mm-hmm. so I read Mugen Train moving forward, and my argument was that I read it, I thought it was all good, but the ones I felt the least on was Entertainment District arc. I thought it was good, but like once I started reading the Swordsmith Village, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So when I watched Entertainment District arc getting adapted, I was like, this, if they adapt this to what I thought was an okay arc, it could only get like so much higher.
It might be the same with that as well, because I've kind of done what you've done, but I've read forward on from the Swordsmith Village, right?
Yeah.
I read the Entertainment District as it was getting adapted, and I really liked it even when I was reading it in the manga. But it might just be a thing of, oh, the anime, you know, it's gonna do this.
So I would trust that better. They would heighten what you think is okay.
Oh, I'm sure. Because
Ufotable manages, and some would argue, and I'm not saying manga is mid, so like the animation is carrying. That's
not
what we're saying.
Obviously.
There is a factor, you know.
Honestly, the art and design, I don't understand why a lot of people say, like,
that's just half of it.
Oh, the animation is like, you know, but it's also like
the acting.
The acting is really good. But what I'm talking about is like the manga, like the art and design of it is just so unique, and like that adds so much to the story.
It's doing like almost all the work in terms of like the character designs, mm-hmm. what they're saying, all the quirk. It's really heartwarming and funny anime a lot of times, and it's all in the manga there.
And it wraps up in about 20 volumes, which, to be honest, for a shonen a successful shonen.
A lot of people underestimate on how easy it is to fail at a manga ending, but this one doesn't do that. Succeeds in it, and it sticks the landing, in my opinion.
For a successful shonen to wrap up in 20 volumes is actually fairly short, so Edgar, I see you got some Black Clover news.
Black Clover has announced already that they were doing a film, and oddly enough, if you go on Netflix right now, if you type in Black Clover, it'll show the film Cummings. I typed in Black Clover for some reason, or thinks it recommended me it. But I'm like, oh wait, it's already on, but it wasn't.
The anime's not going on right now, right?
Because it's on hiatus.
It used to be like weekly, like Naruto.
Yeah,
like
it was weekly.
Ball,
I don't think it should be weekly.
I don't think anything.
And oh my God, if they were going weekly, it would have
weekly.
The worst budget because they're giving it all to Bleach right now.
Because
Boruto's struggling right now because like Bleach has all of Hiro's attention. But the film has an official poster. Looks really cool. It's called Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King, streaming on March 31st, 2023, only on Netflix.
Very cool.
Pretty exciting. I'm not caught up with the anime. Ben is reading it. Everything's on pause for Ben right now, but he is technically reading it.
On graduation day, and I'm going to plug this on the Manga Monday Show channel, after I'm done graduating, I'm going to spend a whole day reading 100 chapters of Black Clover live on stream. So go check that out. Go check out some fun stuff that. I'm going to be planning on streaming one or two times a week just to do some more manga jazz and stuff like that. Also in Black Clover news, you hear the manga is on hiatus now?
Yeah, I saw that too, unfortunately.
2 weeks due to production problems.
Dude, he is just going, Tabata is just going through it. It does not sound good at all.
I mean, reading some of his earlier work and some of the notes he left in, he didn't seem like an extremely healthy guy at the beginning of his manga writing process either. especially, you know,
I think it's scheduled for December 25th. The next is the issue when it will be returning.
Sure.
Editorial department apologizes and states that the series will be absent due to production issues. So they don't specify, but in the author comments, like due to speculation and from what we've seen before, it's probably Tabata's health.
Yes,
right, is what's going on.
I just think he's a little bit afraid to say that it's his health again. But I mean, which is really sad. They shouldn't be afraid to say that it's their health. But I mean,
yeah. Unfortunate. I mean, Black Clover news. Ben, there was a Berserk announcement. For about 70 days, it was a countdown on the Berserk website or something like that, or Berserk account on Twitter. And it was basically like mysterious in a sense that no one knew what it was about. But we assume that it was a continuation of the anime. The anime's adaptations that we've gotten have been subpar, and especially the most recent one that came out, like, I think 2015, 16, something like that. That's not factually correct, but it's around that time. Mm-hmm. And that's the infamous CGI one. And it did not adapt everything faithfully, and it did not adapt it not even close to where the manga is. But there was a countdown, and, you know, Muta's passing and the manga's continuation, we could only assume that it was an anime returning a new adaptation in the midst. But no, it's the Berserk Golden Age Memorial Edition, a Blu-ray DVD announcement that's coming out March 29th. This is stupid. Remember when the official Spider-Man or the official Marvel Twitter account did a
yeah, I remember.
It just posted one photo and it said 4. I'm like,
shut
and
up.
it was for a comic, like, yeah, a comic. How do you know what they're doing?
Yeah, they
know. Same they goes know. For this. They like know. I could understand if you're angry at Berserk or whoever is managing that account or like, you know, the department in that. That's like, you're just messing with our feelings.
Listen, man, Berserk has had 2 chances for an anime. I just don't think it can be done.
Yeah, there's a certain. It's like they got lucky with like with Vinland Saga, and some might say that it's not even still close to a perfect adaptation in terms of capturing detail. And again,
Definitely no anime is really
like, unless in special case scenarios like Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan. But like, and I say this in a light way, that's because like the manga doesn't.
Chainsaw Man has an opportunity to be that.
Yeah, Chainsaw Man has an opportunity.
Although perfect it's a bit of a stretch. I would say it's a different interpretation of the manga.
But when you have Vinland Saga, Berserk, and like Vagabond, their details go so far beyond anything that animation could capture, and their story is like so well written that like anything can mess it up.
It's one of my dreams. If I ever become, you know, big in the manga scene, it's one of my dreams to be able to like direct or produce a Vagabond series. But I think Vagabond would work only going straight to live action. I don't think it would work in anime form. It would be so hard to draw. I genuinely think it would take an animation studio like 6 years to finish one season.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. I think it would be a good live action adaptation. And one of the only ones, you know. And I think Berserk is like hard for live action and for anime. Like it's so
not just detail, but it's a hard, very mature story that anime kind of can't do correctly. Because it's just like I've been spoiled on one thing, and it's not really major, but it's like that is not gonna fly on TV, like, you know, not even on live action, like TV.
The only opportunity that it would have is, I think, if maybe HBO picked it up.
Yeah,
you know, I think HBO is really good at doing these things justice, and I think they could find the right animators to make this story, you know, well enough. But I mean,
D&D pick up Berserk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No,
if the only thing they're good for is adapting something.
Yeah,
we got it.
We got them.
We just got to finish it.
But like, I think like these stories do deserve good adaptations. Do they need them? No. I mean, the manga itself is probably the greatest manga of all time. I don't know. I haven't read it, but beyond the first chapter, that is. But I think it would be fascinating to see this done correctly, but I think it's hard for anime studios to do because they're always making stories that have to, that look like characters that look like anime characters, you know, even with Vinland Saga, as realistic as it is, they still kind of have the facial features of like anime characters, right? Yeah. They still kind of look like anime characters, especially the first volume. It looked like an anime character. Thorfinn's eyes kind of looks like an anime character that came out of the late 90s or early 90s. But in terms of Vagabond and Berserk, they're human beings, you know? Yeah. So like it would be just in terms of like the technology and time and financial status that
it would have to be a James Cameron yeah. long project.
No,
like,
you're
in terms
absolutely
of adapting
right.
It.
Yeah, like, it would have to be James Cameron kind of
like a type inventive. Of wait until the right technology comes in to yeah. adapt it. Like literally.
No,
like,
definitely, I agree with you.
Which sounds like a interesting prospect if anyone eventually wants to take it up, but it is a hard yeah. challenge.
I think in terms of Vagabond, I think that would be the only manga that I would be like, yes, go straight to live action for, and that's okay if it never gets an anime.
Of course,
adaptation.
It would have to finish.
Yeah, of course it would.
Because we don't want no filler.
Who
on
knows,
those type
maybe,
of...
maybe it'll, maybe that would drive Inoue to finish it. I don't know. But he says he's looking for that drive.
George R. Martin,
yeah.
Basically, yeah, I'll finish it. Yeah,
500 pages left, that's what he's saying.
That is like a book, dude. That is like...
Yeah.
That is just don't tell us anything at that point, like George
yeah,
R. Martin.
He's got 1,000. I mean, apparently, he's written 1,700 pages. He's got 500 left.
How long are his normal books? Isn't that already?
They get longer and longer every time. I think the last one, which was
this is gonna be like the it of books. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I think the last one was a Dance of no
1,200.
No.
Yeah, it was a Dance of Dragons.
It was a Dance of Dragons, right? Yeah, yeah, it was. I think it was like 1,200, 1,500. Yeah, but yeah. This one's gonna be much longer.
Yeah.
But yeah. So for the Crunchyroll Awards, Edgar.
Yeah.
They added some new categories. You want to listen?
Yeah,
to
let's
them?
Hear them.
Best anime song. If Mob Psycho doesn't win it, it's rigged.
Yeah,
it's rigged.
I would be okay with Call of the Night. It's opening. But that's. Pretty sure. Much it. My Hero should not be nominated.
Nope.
My Hero shouldn't be nominated.
Nope.
What I would be also be
I
okay
do
with
like one
nominated.
Part of the song. I was as I've listened to it the couple of weeks. I do like the part where he's like
so
that's gone.
So here's what you know, Mother's Basement, the YouTuber.
Yeah.
He analyzes openings and rates them not just on the music but on what they mean for the story and the visuals we're getting.
Sure.
So I wonder, is this gonna be factoring in visuals as well or just the song?
Just the song. It doesn't say best opening, it's probably just the song.
Okay, so that like yeah, My Hero should not win because the opening, it's just the visuals for My Hero is like the only thing it has.
Spy Family's pretty good.
Spy Family's is good, really underrated, I believe. I kind of I like Blue Locks, but it's kind of wearing off on me. I wish it had another song.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Chainsaw Man's is good, but the visuals have it like pretty down. It's not doing all the work, but like the song is good, but I would be okay with it being nominated, but I don't think it should win. I fully believe that.
I'm afraid because this is choice, this is voted, right?
It has judges, but you could also vote audience, but judges will vote as well.
I'm afraid that it's that everything Chainsaw Man is just gonna sweep.
Do you think that and this probably might be an awful idea, but I feel like to avoid botting, I feel like you should have like a Crunchyroll account and subscribe
yeah.
to vote.
Yeah, I
think
because
so. otherwise people have to pay and no free trial. Like you have to be like an ongoing but member. That
after
way,
what happened at the Game Awards with Genshin Impact winning best game of the year?
No,
fans,
what best
fans voice.
Best
it's
multi
it
not
was
multiplayer.
Best fans voice
fans voice here.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this?
Hey like, man, this I mean, I at it's probably bots, but like. Genshin fans are
yes,
like on another
and
level.
I do want to play Genshin. I'm waiting to play Genshin until we have.
I mean,
like
you
a
don't
following.
Have to. I just like playing.
No.
Like,
I think it looks great, and it's a good anime video game to play. You know, but I think it's a journey. You know, but I don't think it deserves it over Elden Ring or God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
There's no way. But yeah, let me keep telling you these categories. The best ongoing series. So they're gonna have a best ongoing series.
So that's interesting. So it'll start concluding things like
Boruto, My Hero.
Oh wait, what? My
best
Hero
ongoing, best continuing series.
I thought it would be like non-seasonal shows like One Piece, and I don't think Boruto should win, but Boruto.
It might be like One Piece
or like really long series, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it meant it was a continuation
of something.
Yeah, yes. Maybe. You could be right, but...
And then best original anime, Chainsaw Man's gonna win it.
No. What? Original. Like, no manga.
Oh,
adaptation.
No manga.
So like Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Is that original?
Yeah. Because it's written, it's not based on anything.
But the Cyberpunk comics...
Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess...
It's not based off a story that...
Yeah, at least I think that's what it should mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But what else is original that came out this year?
It wasn't a... I will say it wasn't, like, a spectacular year for new, you know, original pieces of anime.
The only original anime that I've seen is, like... Trigger does a lot of those, because, like... Mm-hmm. The only ones that come up, Akudama Drive, that wasn't this year, but I've seen that. But I don't know. That's interesting. I'd be surprised to see if something comes up that I forgot about. But Cyberpunk Edgerunners would be my vote if they factor that in.
Presenter's choice. Okay.
So
whatever they like the best, I guess.
Whatever they like or what we like. Like presenter's the judges choice. Like
it's
judges.
Probably the judges.
Okay.
Stupid award. Special achievement award
in terms of what?
Just a special achievement award,
I guess. Like maybe like in like, oh, the animation was subpar, like the acting was just like so good or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe if it did something like in the community or something. I don't know. I like this one. Must protect at all cost character. It's gotta be. Let's say the same person at the same.
Wait, hold on. Let me think. It must protect at all costs this year. I'm thinking. Hold on. I have one. And let me think of another one. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I really. What came out this year? Oh my god.
Don't ruin this for me, Edgar. There's one character that we must protect at all costs.
Give me a hint. Did it come out this season or like?
Yes, it came out. It's literally. It's,
Wait. Shut up. Hold on. Oh my god, I'm gonna like. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Power.
Benny. Come on.
Oh, what? Sorry, I don't know.
Come on.
I was gonna say. What's her favorite Cyberpunk? Lucy.
Oh, Lucy.
Not
yeah,
Lucy.
Yeah.
The small chick, the lowly. Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
I was going to say her.
I can go with that too, but I just think...
Oh, Anya, I guess?
I think Kobeni's surely going to win.
Anya
no
will probably...
Way.
Anya might win just because of like...
Oh, Anya might win. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Best main character?
That was already a... Or you're just naming off things that...
No. This is new categories. New to this year. There was no best main... There was a best protagonist, but I think it's... They renamed it to best main character.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. That could go to like a lot of characters. Denji is probably gonna win that though. I think it's safe
think
to
so?
Say. Yeah, he's so like new and like.
It depends if they get to the portion where Deku is cool and my hero.
Things could
win.
Things will get more interesting as we see the nominees, and things will be easier to predict. So once we get the nominees, it'll be easy to tell.
Best new series, Chainsaw Man. Best supporting character. Power probably, I would say.
Power or
Reagan maybe? No, Reagan's a main character, surely.
No, you can argue he's a supporting.
Yeah.
Especially this
I
season.
Don't know.
Especially this season.
I don't know. I don't think he's this season definitely. He's not in it that much. But I mean you haven't gotten to the part where he's a main the main portion of it.
God, it's ending now. I think it has like one or two more episodes.
Yeah, one or two more episodes. Yeah,
that's crazy.
The last episode was really it tugged at my heartstrings a little bit. Yeah. It's doing a really great job.
Maybe like a Demon Slayer character like Inosuke or Zenitsu.
Zenitsu, yeah. Oh, who's the flashy guy? He could win.
Oh yeah. Not Rengoku.
What's his name? What the heck?
Uzui.
Is it Uzui?
Yeah, Uzui. I don't know what his other name is. I don't know what his first name is.
Well, we know he's
Uzui.
A Sound Hashira. Is he the Sound Hashira?
No, he is the Sound Hashira.
Okay,
I just need to look it up on what his name is.
Yeah,
it's gonna kill me if I don't figure this out.
Go ahead. But yeah, so that's going to be all that stuff. We might add some of that stuff to the Manga Monday Award Show. So check that stuff out. Of course, the last year's winner of Anime of the Year was Attack on Titan, the final season, part one. So we're going to see what it has in store for this year. I have a feeling...
Tengen Uzui was a character.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean...
Oh, Love is War came out this year. I forgot.
Love is War came out this
year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like... oh, yeah. Oh, the opening might be nominated for that one. Yeah. And I would be okay with that one winning. Oh, yeah, Love is War has so many good picks that you could pick for that.
I think there's only...
Protagonists and supportings.
There's just one clear winner for opening for me, and I don't want to say which one it is.
I'm Psycho.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But Love is War should get nominated, and I would be okay with winning, but yeah.
Yeah, so go check that out, guys. We're going to have an amazing video for you, which is probably going to be one of the most
fun videos. I'd like for you... to get into Oscar season, because I love films, and I know you don't care about the, and people don't care about the Oscars, but at the same time, it's one of the things that I can't look away and I got to pay attention to, because what other awards do we really care about for films? And this same go, and some could say
I watch the Emmys. I like the Emmys. I usually think,
but I don't watch enough shows for me to like be invested in it.
I think they get most of the Emmys.
I would only watch it this coming year because Andor's nominated. No, Andor's not nominated. I'm thinking of another awards, but Andor could be nominated.
House of the Dragon.
And Better Call Saul. So I'll be watching just for those two shows alone. Okay. And I'd like to see Andor to get some dubs in that.
Yeah.
But people say...
Barry's always kicking around in there. Barry's a good show.
People say that they don't care about this awards either because, like, you know, they don't count, they're rigged, blah, blah, blah. But nonetheless, it's an award show, and now, like, we're really into anime and manga that we can both predict and talk about it a lot. I'm really looking forward to it, actually, this year.
Me too. And we're going to record a video where... Don't spoil it for us, because we can't know, like, what the winners are until we record that video. So we'll talk about all that on the...
But we'll be watching it live, no?
No.
No?
No, no, no. We won't be watching it live.
Why not?
We're going to record it... Oh, I guess we should watch it live.
Yeah, because if we're recording it live, then why wouldn't we watch it
live?
Oh,
I guess what we can do is on the Manga Monday show before. So here's the video idea, you guys. So
because I thought what you had in mind is on a Manga Monday show, we do picks or we do something, and then we just watch it live and we'd be like, oh, okay, this is how it ends. Or like, I don't know,
like that. So the idea is that the title of the video is going to be the Crunchyroll Awards forfeit challenge, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to write forfeits on a little piece of paper and put it in a hat, right? And so when the Manga Monday show comes around where we have to choose, we're going to kind of roll a dice and choose who has to predict what. And if you get that prediction wrong, you have to pick something out of a hat, and then we're going to record us doing the challenge, right?
Oh, so we basically just do predictions, and then we'll roll dice.
Yeah.
We'll do punishments for ones we get wrong.
Yeah, so what we can do is we can actually make three videos out of this. What we can do is we can do the Manga Monday show where we predict, and then we watch it live, and then we record the video where we do the punishments.
Yeah, I see. That's doable.
Yeah. And so, like, we can react live, like, no! And then we can take that footage and put it in the video. There you go. Yeah, great.
Ben has to only watch anime moving forward forever. No manga.
Oh, my. Not that forfeit
You can never read Berserk. You have to only watch it.
Only watch Berserk. Didn't they only get past, like, the first, like, two volumes?
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. They didn't get much. I think they got to Golden Age, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Edgar, there's a lot of manga awards going on right now.
But how do you feel like there's none, at least in the West, there's none that, like, oh, here it comes. Like, you know what I mean?
Like Crunchyroll.
And there's not a lot of book awards,
I feel like, either,
like in general, that for us to be like watching and
this
like.
This is a new segment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm talking about a new segment.
Oh, never mind. Okay, I'm sorry.
There's a whole bunch of manga awards that have gone out right now, and literally all of the winners are Spy Family and Chainsaw Man. Like, it's literally Chainsaw Man.
Because we're talking about like. In terms of sales, right?
Or just like, well, Spy Family Tots, Da Vinci manga ranking, you know, Chainsaw Man anime, it won like some American something award, and then Spy Family won the Yahoo award. I could shout out these out all at you, but just notice that how it was 2 years ago, which was Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer winning all these awards.
I think
now it's Spy Family and Chainsaw Man.
Still one of the highest, at least in Japanese sales, it's the highest.
I think it's like number five or something, yeah.
I think it's number one, in Japan at least.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
I could be wrong, but it's like doing phenomenal over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't have it in front of me, but it did happen. Huge leaks once again came out that who will be adapting One Punch Man. And for those of you living under a rock, heavy rumors now have come out that MAPPA has picked it up. Yes. It hasn't been confirmed officially, at least as a recording, but big trusted source leakers have been saying MAPPA has picked up a huge series like One Punch Man. Now
Bones, take it. Take it away from him, Bones.
I think it was, didn't this come out like last, I think the announcement before is that it was getting an anime, but we didn't know who it was. And the leak,
that happened in the summer.
Yeah, there was a small leak, at least we assume, and we like to have been Bones. Because, you know, with them wrapping up Mob Psycho, a studio could be working on One Punch Man, and we thought it'd be kind of romantic for them to pick up another one series
he
wrote.
Romantic.
Yeah, and it'd be great. And another superhero show that, you know, Bones could do. But now it seems like it's about to be MAPPA because, you know, it hasn't been confirmed. But you gotta, like, once again lean back. If you think this is just okay and, like, everything's fine, I don't know, man. This is like a...
I don't know, dude.
You know how we were talking about, like, some things can't be adapted or some things just are, like, untouchable to their full extent, even when you have, like, Wit Studio level quality, you know? Because One Punch Man goes on the same levels. It doesn't look real, but it goes on detail far beyond.
The first season was pretty good.
Yeah.
The adaptation. But so I do think it's possible.
Yeah. But, like, some of those, like, in the manga continues to be, like, excelling itself, pushing itself beyond limits. And if it's MAPPA doing it, I know MAPPA's good, guys. We like MAPPA, and we know what they can do, but not on the same not on One Punch Man levels.
It's crazy that nobody knows except the people who are doing it right now, you know, because they're animating it right now, right? Because we saw the poster. But the poster, I think the poster does look like MAPPA animation. But I'm worried because I don't... You say what you want about MAPPA, right? Their animation is beautiful. The way they integrate CGI is great. I don't like their shadows. And I think a big portion of One Punch Man is the
shadows
integration
and
of
toning,
shadows and toning.
Yeah.
And I think that they don't get it right. And that is dangerous. And what we're seeing right now with Mob Psycho, it's literally just shadowing for... You know, when you look at Mob when he goes 100 or %, it's just shadows. And that is, you know, like when Mob turned into a Chad that one episode, that's literally all of One Punch, you know. One Punch is a slingshot effect that we've talked about before on the show, which is going from 0 to 100. It's an animation style and it always needs to stay high on their feet.
And ignoring like level of detail in animation, just like on style alone, Madhouse has a very bold outline with its characters and its animation.
Yeah.
And MAPPA has a very thin, loose, like, thin, loose style. You see it, Wit Studio has a very bold style as well. And it was so obvious between that and Attack on Titan. And Chainsaw Man, great adaptation, but like, it's like boldness that in the Chainsaw Man manga, it loses it in the anime. It's very thin and it's very like, it's not a bad thing essentially, but like what makes One Punch Man so great, it's like the contrast, it's high detail, high the bold, the shadows, everything is very like it's on purpose and nothing is like I forgot to do this or I purposely left out some blank space, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And something is very worrying with this because I'm just afraid that MAPPA, because we haven't really seen a season 2 from MAPPA. The closest we've gotten was part 2 of season 4 of Attack on Titan. But we haven't seen a season 2 yet. Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 still hasn't come out.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten season 2 of Chainsaw Man. You know, so all of this stuff
and
is
Hell's Paradise I would
end.
Include in the bucket list of stuff that like they... Of the oh no list.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Hell's Paradise I'm extremely, immensely worried
Villain
for.
Saga could go in that bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, but I...
Villain Saga I'm a little bit... Because
it's
the same
animators.
Yeah,
and they might have picked it up like a while back before.
Yeah. But I'm just, no, dude, no. I'm so worried because this also comes into the play of, is MAPPA becoming kind of like the Disney of anime? If, and that is something we do not want.
If they pick up one more big series, I'm just going to call it and say that it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Because like, there's like no physical possible way unless you're literally killing employees. Like there's literally no way.
It's not possible. And I mean, you people who are like MAPPA lovers, that's fine if you love MAPPA and their animation and what they do. But the issue with this is that it's like, you want animes to come from multiple different studios.
Yeah, it's also sad in a sense. I'm like, yeah, MAPPA's good, but like, where's all the other stuff? You know what I mean? Yeah.
You want other anime studios to compete against each other so that
MAPPA's becoming the Chris Pratt of animation studios.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, all right, he's in everything. Yeah, it's getting annoying at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Hollywood does that a lot. Like, yeah. I felt
they did that with Tom Holland. They did that with Chris Pratt. Like, yeah. You know.
Oh yeah, Edgar. This week, the new Slam Dunk movie came out, and it completely
bombed.
No, thank God.
Bro.
It completely overjumped every movie, including Quintessential Quintuplets and One Piece Film Red. And surprisingly, it did jump over Makoto Shinkai's Suzumi no Tojimari.
So well, I don't know how Japan feels about Slam Dunk. It seems like it's like all high, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely.
All good things that, you know, people are excited for. But, you know, that's cool. I don't know if we talked about this before, but it's continuing. Is it starting anew or is it just continuing where? Because there's an anime, right?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know anything about, like, Slam Dunk.
All I know is that Inoue's directing it. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good things to hear.
Just something real quick. I just want to touch on this. One of my favorite gag mangas, The Way of the House Husband, is getting a season 2 on Netflix.
I saw that January 1st.
January 1st. But that is, I mean, people hate it. People hate the anime for this. Because
yeah, but there's also a good amount of people. I feel like it's 50-50. There's a lot of people who are fine with it.
I was okay with it. I think that there was no other. I don't even think it needed an anime adaptation. But it's, I know people are like, it's a slideshow. And that is fair. Like, it is a slideshow. Like, don't get fooled. It's a slideshow with a voice acting. It's not any better than, like, I would say a fan. It's like a fan manga dub, but with professional actors.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's really disappointing. I hope that they get rid of that and, I don't know, make the characters move. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai is getting another sequel film called Rascal Does Not Dream of a Sister Venturing Out movie. This also comes out with a visual poster. Looks really cool. I like this series. Ben, this is another, it's not a rom-com. It has like romance in the beginning and there's like a couple that it focuses on. But it has a lot of Your Name vibes in a sense. Mm. And this is a really good series and it's really well written. And it's a really underrated series. I don't know. I think it's heavily sci-fi, but I don't know if you'd call it slice of life. I think you would call it that. It's a great series and I recommend anyone reading or watching it. Reading it, it'll be a light novel, not a manga. I'm pretty sure it might have a manga, but it is based on a light novel. Really glad they're continuing that series. I don't know if we'll get a show. I don't know how much of the light novel has left to adapt, but I hear that this arc is one of the best ones, if not the best. So a lot of good things coming your way for those who are fans of that series.
Great.
We also have Ben. Go Go Loser Ranger anime adaptation officially announced. If you don't know what that is, that's the manga series based on the same manga as Quintessential Quintuplets, Negi Haruba. Haruba, sorry, yeah. This is, I think it's an action series. It's also done under Kodansha. And it looks interesting. It seems like it's like basically there's like monsters that come to Earth and there's like some Power Ranger heroes that are known for defeating them constantly. But apparently not all things are happy as they seem because the monsters kind of want to stop this and like either leave or
and
something like
Power
that.
Power Rangers are quintuplets and they share the exact same.
No, I think there's only one girl Power Ranger type hero. I don't know what you call the heroes. I just seen like a few photos and manga scans of these characters, but I bought the first volume because I'm really interested in reading it, and sure. I love Quintessential Quintuplets, and this seems so out of like his genre. Because I don't like to like assume that one mangaka will stick to the same genre or type of storytelling, but it is kind of rare to see them do on 180 based on something they've done before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only one I can think of is Inoue, who's done historical fiction and sports shonen.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I mean. Yeah. It's like it's kind of crazy to see. Fire Force and Soul Eater, kind of that similar things, like a group organization defeats like demon soul type
Fire Punch and Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they're...
They mostly stay in like, if they're in the shonen genre...
They're action, like, you know, they stay like in the same like similar territories.
Yeah. But it's just, man, props to Inoue again. Like, this is becoming the Inoue praising show. But I mean, like, the dude is so versatile, which is great.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done with the news.
Let's see what I got.
No, I'm done with the news, Edgar. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm done.
I'm finished.
It's over.
It's over.
Okay. Oshinoko TV anime has a new visual and a trailer now. The first episode will air 90 minutes long, will premiere exclusively in theaters on March 17th. Don't get too excited because that's only in Japan. And the series will begin its broadcast in April 2023. So 90-minute first episode, which we already knew, but you know, now we have an official visual. It looks really cool. Yay. Remember how I said?
Oh, very nice.
Two kids. Really cool. The eye design's really cool. This series is based on the manga written by Aka Akasaka, who is the mangaka for Love is War. So, and I hear that this is, if not the same, is better than Love is War. Really interesting. So a lot of really excited.
It has to be really good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's like a English volume in the works that it's coming out like in February, I think. But I'm definitely interested in that, and I'm definitely going to be buying it and watching it when it comes out. And it's going to be on High Dive, so yay for distribution, you know, going to other places, not just Crunchyroll. And MAPPA not picking it up. Can you imagine if MAPPA picked this one up or something like that? I forget who's animating this anime, but it's definitely another studio. Other than that, I think that's all we have for the news. Oh, yeah, Dr. Stone Season 3 key visual begins in spring 2023. That's sooner than I expected. I thought it'd be coming out summer or something.
Dang,
that
looks gorgeous.
Yeah. One Piece arc. The One Piece.
The Dr. Stone. The One Piece is real. No, it's not. It's not actually a One Piece arc. It's like as soon as they get on the boat, they land at some different place. Yeah. But
hey, but boat water. Boat pirates. Water. There's a captain
there's
sailor.
Even, there's not even like... This season doesn't even have the One Piece reference. Do you know which One Piece reference I'm talking about? There is a scene, and this won't spoil anything because it's not that big, where they have to get rid of a boat, and people, there's a two sides, and it says people saying boat was an object and people saying boat was a part of the crew, and Taiju was seen in the background holding his hand up with an X.
I don't
on
remember
his wrist.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Obviously, I didn't read One Piece by that point, but I would have remembered if something like that happening.
I also think their ship is called, like, Monkey D.
Yeah, I do remember that. Like that. It's like, when I read that, I'm like, okay, that's like One Piece. Yeah, I remember something like that. Fortnite is going to be adding a lot of characters to their video game.
Deku! What are you doing in Fortnite, Deku?
Deku is officially coming to Fortnite. Fortnite released a trailer.
Geralt of Rivia,
Geralt of Rivia. I told Ben, like, two of her favorite characters, especially you love.
No, they're two of my, like, favorite IPs.
Yeah, especially you. But I told Ben, I'm like, whenever they add Geralt as well, because I think Deku comes,
Good on Fortnite for adding Witcher 3 Geralt and not Geralt from the Netflix anime.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, because Henry Cavill,
because everybody nowadays is saying, oh, Henry Cavill's the only guy who can play Geralt. And I'm like, that is BS. Duke Cockle plays Geralt infinitely better.
But live action, would he do him justice as well?
No, definitely not.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. They probably met in that
Duke
respect.
Duke Cockle, he's literally a professor at a college. He looks like a professor at a college, but he sounds like a god.
I mean, cosplay can do wonders for some people.
No,
maybe he could fit.
Yeah, I guess.
Fortnite, it'd be funny if he played Geralt and I'd beat Deku and we just play some Fortnite again.
We can like role play and stuff and you'll be like, come on, Geralt. And I'd be like, damn it.
Deku, Deku, what a prick.
Yeah, Deku, Deku, what a prick. Not bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. But I was telling Ben, I'm like, you forget all these characters are in like Fortnite now. Mm-hmm. You have Naruto's in Fortnite, Dragon Ball with Goku and Vegeta.
And Beerus.
Thanos, yeah. And Hulk are in it. They're adding Mr. Beast.
Batman's in it, I
Batman's
believe.
In
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Star Wars
characters are in it, right?
Yeah, Star Wars characters in it, Spider-Man. But I think like PUBG has kind of fallen off the face of the earth because I hear like they have... All they have going for them is like a Grubhub vehicle car.
Yeah.
And then you got, Fortnite's winning, and I got hooked on Fortnite again.
Good,
so
good.
I'm looking forward to playing that.
Do you want to jump straight in, just touch on about 10, 15 minutes about the Game Awards
that
happened this week? So our second ever Manga Monday, third ever Manga Monday show, there was an event that happened at the Oscars, and it was an event which would be infamously known as the Will Smith slap. And something similarly happened where you're watching the award show and you're like, whoa, okay. You know, and it feels like the Oscars have had two scenarios like that where they got like the Moon Knight and La La Land scenario. And then with Will Smith.
Oh, you mean Moonlight?
Yeah, Moonlight. Not Moonlight. Whoops. Moonlight, completely different thing. But then this week we had another one with this dude's reformed.
Not as bad, but like much more
it
like.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
He could have killed him. He could have killed somebody.
Yeah. In the sense of like, how do you let this happen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He could have just punched that developer like in the back or something, or stabbed him in the back. That would have been awful.
Yeah, this kid clearly in interviews now, he said that he just did it for pranks. But he literally like as Elden Ring was like winning its Game of the Year,
deservedly
game,
so.
Yeah, best Game of the Year award.
Game of the Year award
someone
yeah.
just like he just like the crew walks up and like in the middle of their walk towards the stage, the kid just joins them.
You see it. I love watching reactions of people going back. Like, where does this kid come from? He's there. He's there. He just walks from the alley.
Yeah, I love watching Charlie react to it. But he just walks up, and then like they all say their speeches, and he has like I think he's the last one to say it.
Yeah, he is. But
I don't know what he says verbatim. But what does he say?
Well, he says he comes up and he goes, "I want to," and he's like French or something. And he goes, "I want to dedicate this award to my reformed rabbi Bill Clinton. Thank you, everybody." And then the like security walk up really slow to the stage to escort him off.
I guess like it's like they're confused. Like, should we stop?
Yeah.
Is this real? Like, or you know what I mean? Like,
and you could tell like the host of the awards, the guy who basically created the Game Awards from nothing. You could tell he was seething. Like, he came up and he went, okay, well,
it's one of those things it's one of those things like you can fit in anywhere as long as you walk with confidence. It's like you see the people like, have you seen that guy like at like an NFL game or a soccer game? He just like walks. He just jumps down and just like walks across the, like the field.
Yeah,
like,
that guy proves like it, as long as you have an air of confidence around you, you can basically do anything.
He had like a blazer on, so he kind of fit in with the vibe. But it's just so like, there's like a lot of memes coming out of this, like the meme with Better Call Saul, like Walter White couldn't have done it without me. It showed like Elden Ring, like couldn't have done it without Bill Clinton. It showed, and like Bill Clinton was like trending like out the wazoo. But
well, let's talk about some of the winners. So of course, Game of the Year was Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Edgar, you haven't played Elden Ring, right?
I haven't played that or God of War.
We're gonna play it together. There's a multiplayer mod, so we're gonna do that. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
I like to play through God of War, Ragnarok. I hear amazing things. I heard that either one of them could have won it, but you know, Elden Ring did something unthinkable.
Elden Ring was just a if it didn't push like a new, you know, way of video games, you know, like a new. It was basically like a revolutionizing of a video game of the Soulsborne type, which Dark Souls has already done, but now it's like it's open world and it's
was Dark Souls not open
amazing.
World?
Dark Souls wasn't. Well, it was more level based. It wasn't necessarily open world. Elden Ring, you can go anywhere basically.
Okay.
But yeah, and the Game of the Year award. It's I usually think it gets it right, the Game of the Year award. However, I thought the Game of the Year awards 2 years ago, it ruined its reputation with saying that The Last of Us Part 2 was Game of the Year, which it most obviously was not. It was Ghost of Tsushima that year.
Yeah. I haven't played it, but yeah. I have played Last of Us 2 and seen countless reviews on it, mm-hmm. and I don't think
awful.
It, yeah.
An absolute, like, a cool game to look at, but it the game genuinely made me depressed. I had to stop playing it.
Yeah.
Which my depression was saved by Ghost of Tsushima, and that should have won. It was a much better video game.
Yeah.
Player's Voice Award was Genshin Impact. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Why?
And what were the other nominations?
Elden Ring and God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah, but Elden Ring already won Game of the Year, so who cares?
But what? That's not how that works.
Hey, yeah. If Ghost people, if pe- the people have ago. Spoken, the voice has spoken. So
did
you know,
it even
whatever.
Come out this year? No.
But yeah, but like it's like
can
people's
it be
voice.
Just any game?
Yeah.
Because all the games on there, I think there might have been a write-in, right?
No, because like I think because Genshin Impact, it works like One Piece. Like it's always like ongoing in a sense.
Okay, because all
like
the
Fortnite.
Games on there, I believe, were came out this year. But yeah. Best game direction was Elden Ring. Oh, that a lot of people thought was going to be a pity award overall because God of War Ragnarok kind of swept up
I
to
think,
that
yeah,
point.
I think God of War won every other award.
Yeah. Narrative, God of War. Art yeah. direction, Elden Ring. Uh-huh. Score and music, God of War.
Oh, yeah.
Audio design, God of War. Best performance, Christopher Judge, God yeah. of War. And a lot of people are talking about how long he stayed up on the stage because he had a really long speech.
Oh, he did?
But yeah, apparently every minute that the Game Awards was going on, somebody won a free Steam Deck. So apparently he was trying to stretch out the time
oh,
to let
nice.
People win.
What a G.
Yeah, boy. Definitely. Games for Impact As Dusk Falls. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, Games for Impact and then the game is As Dusk Falls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Best ongoing game, Final Fantasy 14, which is a MMORPG, which I'm going to get into because a lot of people really like it. And it's only like $20 or maybe it's free. I don't know. But that's exciting. I love Final Fantasy, more specifically FF7. Best indie game was Stray, as we thought it would be.
Yeah.
Sifu could have won it, but it did not. Best mobile game, Marvel Snap. What is that?
I don't know.
What is like I've seen so many advertisements for Marvel Snap. It's super weird. Best community report, Final Fantasy 14, innovation and accessibility, God of War Ragnarok. I'm going to skip some
What's
of
best
these.
Multiplayer? Is there a multiplayer?
Best action game was Bayonetta. It beat Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah, I mean, no doubt. Bayonetta 3. Modern Warfare 2 just says yeah. it's the same thing over and over again.
Best action and adventure, God of War Ragnarok. Yeah. Which also beat Modern Warfare. Best
what?
Role-playing game, Elden Ring.
Okay.
Best fighting game, Multiverses.
No,
which was
yeah,
the,
that was a dumb that, one that I heard about. That yeah. one that fell off like a month after it came out.
Yeah.
Like it, they didn't even like no one cared
I just,
about it.
I just don't think it was a good year for fighting games. Best family game was Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
That game is good. Really fun. I played yeah. that with my brother. That game's just super fun.
Yeah. This one was stupid. Best sim and strategy game, Mario and Rabbids, Spark of Hope, when everybody thought it was going to be Warhammer 300.
I never played or heard of either, so.
Yeah. Best multiplayer game was Splatoon 3.
That one. That one's stupid.
Because you can't even play online on
and
Nintendo
like,
servers.
No one knew it existed. Like I was watching.
Oh, I love Splatoon.
I was watching live 3. Reactions to it after the awards came out, and like, like half of the comments are like, what is this game?
Sure.
Like no one knew it came out and also no one wanted it to win because the people wanted other ones to win.
No, I love Splatoon 3. I think it was good. I don't think it was the best multiplayer game. But yeah. Best indie game was Stray. Best adaptation. This we can talk about Arcane League of Legends.
I'm totally fine with that winning. That
I'm fine with it. I don't think it was better than Cyberpunk Edgerunners though.
I don't think it was better, but yeah. I think it's on equal level at least.
Sure. I personally I like Arcane and it made me feel something, but I was bawling at the end of Cyberpunk Edgerunners and I was just, you know.
Arcane made me tear up and I never did that with Cyberpunk, but Cyberpunk just made me depressed afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like
yeah.
What I do with life.
But
Arcane like was so like
Arcane was great, but like that song that came with Cyberpunk Edge Runners.
Arcane has some amazing songs in there too.
It does, but like not one that like I listen to and I'm like, you know.
See, like, and I think out of like, I think as an entirety, I liked. I was like Cyberpunk was like a roller coaster. I'm like, Ben, you gotta get on this. It's like the best thing ever. Yeah. But like Arcane had like a moment, like. At least, like, with Cyberpunk, like, I knew it was anime and manga. So, like, it was, you know, not anime. It was anime. So, I'm like, yeah, no duh. It was English dub. So, I was, like, getting into that. And, like, Arcane was, like, a thing that I was, like, so far away from something that I would never get into. I don't know anything about League of Legends. It's an animation style that I'm not used to. It's American made by one thing. And it's, like, it was so, like, foreign to me in a sense. And when I was, like, surprised at myself when there was a moment. And I'll talk about. I'll tell you, it's when Echo fights Jinx.
Yes.
And the song starts playing when it does like the childhood sequence. That moment, I was like, yes, yeah. I was like freaking out because like I never thought I'd never gotten into a character so quick, and I'm like, this guy is so cool. But sure. Arcane, that's what I felt with Arcane, and there was and between Jinx and her sister, I forgot what her name was. The pink-haired girl. I'm sorry. I forgot her name. But between them two and their childhood, there was like a moment where I teared up because it was so like the acting was... Halle Berry did a great job as the older sister. Really great work.
I think the thing that Cyberpunk Edgerunners for me was because when you talk about this, which is the best adaptation of a video game or from a video game, it made me want to play Cyberpunk. You know, this one... I hate League of Legends. I'm not gonna lie to you.
But one
League
could
say League of Legends is garbage.
But that's the beauty of it. That Arcane takes like a arguably, in your opinion, garbage game or like a game
the,
I don't care about.
League of Legends is really good.
And
though,
it makes it like a whole story out of it. Yeah. I'm like, that's an argument for like a good adaptation in a sense.
Yeah, so, I see what you mean.
But you're right. Yeah. Me personally, I would have liked Cyberpunk to win.
Yeah.
But I get you.
Also, Arcane League of Legends has a lot of, you know, League of Legends is like a staple of video games in general. So, most anticipated game. We knew it was going to be Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
A game for like, next year we'll get.
Yeah, yeah. Most anticipated game.
Oh, that's cool.
Most anticipated game of last year was Elden Ring.
Not Fortnite 2?
Not.
Hey,
did
Cyberpunk win
not
that?
Minecraft 2?
The year before it came out?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It came out.
Let's see.
2 years ago.
Let's see.
Or 3 years ago? When did it come out? 2 years ago?
They might not have had the award at that time.
Because I'm pretty sure that was like the most anticipated game for like years.
For a while, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it should have won a year, if not a few if it could. But because Cyberpunk is like one of the most hyped games of all time. So I'm just curious if it won that award in particular.
When did it come out? 2020?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see, 2019.
But if it wasn't, they
didn't have it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all right. But it would have won. I think it's safe to say that it would have won that award.
Yeah, I know last year Elden Ring was the one that won. That's great. I'm really excited for Tears of the Kingdom. Legend of Zelda. When new Legend of Zelda games come out for me, it's a big event. I take off of a week of school or work or wherever I'm at, and then I just play the living crap out of it.
Games am I looking forward to? I'm getting into video games a bit more now, but I'm not a really big video game guy, not like I was before. I can't say it's Spider-Man 2 because I don't have a PS5 and I don't really
and
plan
we don't
on buying
know
one.
When it comes out, right?
Isn't it next year?
Yeah, I would say Pikmin 4 is a big one for me. Pikmin 4 is coming out next year. I don't know about Spider-Man. I don't know. I think Wolverine might be coming out next year, maybe.
Really?
I think so.
I'd be interested in seeing how that turns out, but I don't know if I'll get a PS5. Like there, it's just like a. Not only the. I only got the PC because it wasn't video games why I got it. I got it for like a whole other reason, but I'm just convenient that I can play games on it. But yeah, there's like nothing much I'm looking forward to in terms of video. I know there's like a lot of good things coming.
One Piece Odyssey is coming out in January.
Anime games are not gonna.
I do want to play that. Maybe I'll stream it.
Whenever I play Cyberpunk like fully, Cyberpunk Liberty, that DLC, I'll be playing that. Liberty, whatever you call
sure,
it. New
sure.
New Liberty or something Liberty?
It's something like New Liberty, yeah. Yeah, like New World Order or something.
No. I know, whenever the DLC comes out for that, that's not a game.
I know yours.
Oh, what is it?
You just got to think about it. I sent you a trailer for it a couple days ago.
Oh yeah, Jedi Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh man, I realized that game ages for me like wine, even though I've only played it once all the way through. Mm-hmm. But it's like it was so hard for me to beat, but at the same time, I'm like, that was a fun game. Like I had a like really good time playing it.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that one. Yeah, that is my most anticipated game.
I liked it. It when I played it, it kind of just made me want to play Force Unleashed. You know, The Force Unleashed, like that video game for you, that's what it was for me. The Force Unleashed is probably like the best in terms of like individual story of a lightsaber wielding.
Okay, I was gonna say individual story. I'm like, no, but
and Star Wars, obviously not. But in terms of individual story, like of lightsaber wielding dude, is probably the most fascinating. And like his powers were so overpowered, it was just so much fun.
When did that breaking? I mean, I don't know. I've never played the game, and I don't know much about the character, but. Wouldn't that be like too much to break canon for that character to exist in that universe, or no?
I actually think it.
I feel like that's such an OP.
It was never canon. I don't think.
Okay,
but I mean, he was the son of a Jedi that Darth Vader hunted down, and then Darth Vader took him as an apprentice, and then he fought. He was betrayed by Darth Vader, and then he basically sided with the beginning of the rebellion. And tried to kill Darth Vader and Sidious, but then they kill him. It could be possible.
I had a plot line for a separate story for that, but I guess I can't use it anymore. Oof. No, I'm going to use it still, but I guess it's funny.
You could still use it. Hey, man, there are so many time periods in the Star Wars universe. But
I'm definitely looking forward for Jedi Survivor.
Great.
That's pretty much it in terms of video games. I can't think of much else. A lot of films I'm looking forward to, I'll say.
Sure.
And I'll probably I can't, because I can't get Ben to watch movies the same way I do.
Nope.
I wish I could, because there's like a lot of, I wish I could like do like an Oscar thing with someone. I need to find a film guy or film friend or something like that who can like talk about films the same way. I'm gonna make another podcast. I'm taking you guys with me. Go join my new podcast, The Movie Monday Show. It's gonna be me and someone else, probably named Glenn or something. He'll be like
Glenn Bigmeier.
He'll be a country near Germany, probably like Poland,
like Belarus or something.
Or something. It's gonna be a Belarusian person named Glenn. We're gonna talk about movies all day, we're gonna just drop this podcast. No, just kidding. A lot of things I'm looking forward to, not just video games, but films and manga. I wish manga and anime like had such a big following. I mean, it is big, but you know what I mean?
It's a part of pop culture.
Yeah.
At least American pop culture.
And it's growing bigger like every year. Would you say that? I feel like it's kind of stopped at some point.
I think it stagnates. I think the people who are watching anime are watching it, and the people who aren't going to watch anime, like my girlfriends of the world, aren't going to watch it. I just think it's still a rather niche thing, but I think it is still big.
I feel like it'll boom again in the next generation, because we'll be adults and kids will be like, what is that? And we'll be like, I'll show you maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
It depends what happens. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know. I feel like we're in a bit of a lull right now, especially after Chainsaw Man came out. I think we're in that kind of like now people are like, oh, what's this? This looks really cool.
I feel like, for this, but I feel like when My Hero came out, that was like at all time high. Everyone was joining in.
I checked on the viewership on Crunchyroll. The viewership for sub and dub on Crunchyroll is insane. It's like 54 million on sub and 15 million on dub. And that is like... Oh.
And and then like once season 3 of Attack on Titan was coming around, it was like going off all cylinders.
One Punch is also that big one. It was like... I think now that these series are coming to awards a close, I don't think it's going to have... Chainsaw Man was big, and Chainsaw Man might have been that big one, but I mean,
it's like Is it as big as, and again, I'm not comparing stories or anything, but is Chainsaw Man introducing and bringing in as much people, or is it in the know as much as, like, My Hero Academia is?
No.
It doesn't feel like it.
No.
Maybe because we're maybe because we're just super in the manga, like, like we're in so deep in like the culture, in the society of manga and anime, that it, like, the outside world we don't really see about.
Well, but you also have to realize that Chainsaw Man, if like a little kid's at home watching Chainsaw Man,
mom's
gonna be like, what the hell are you watching?
Turn it off.
Like, there's so much scandalous stuff, there's so much blood. If they're watching My Hero Academia, they're not even gonna blink an eye.
Yeah, because it looks kind of westernish.
It looks like a cartoon, you know? So I think in terms of that, Chainsaw Man can never be as big as My Hero Academia.
Just popularity and bringing in newbies.
Not in terms of like storytelling, obviously not. But obviously Chainsaw Man is, like, in my opinion, one of the greatest story-told mangas of all time.
I feel like if Demon Slayer keeps at it, by the end of its like final arc, it could bring in a new wave per se, probably, if it keeps at the same pace. Like, if it does a film again, people will, like, oh my god, you know what I mean?
I think the new wave that Demon Slayer has brought in is gone. I don't think it's ever gonna happen again. I don't think
I'm willing to wager otherwise. I'd like to see it.
I don't think seasons or new movies of already established IPs can do it. I think only new shows like Spy Family, like Chainsaw Man, is where we see those waves. And they come and go, you know.
What about the end of One Piece? Do you think that'll bring a whole...
Nope.
It'll cause the world to shake?
Nope. I don't think so. I think
this is coming straight from a One Piece fan,
I
guys.
I think we did see this wave in 2020, right? When everybody was locked in the rooms and they were like, well, I got nothing better to do, so might as well watch One Piece or read One Piece, which is what I did. And I was now like, oh, One Piece is the greatest thing, you know.
How about this? Solo Leveling.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one to bring. But that depends.
Because that's a webtoon that just like everyone talked about.
But that depends because it's... you know, how is the anime adaptation going to be with its censorship stuff? Because Japan is the bad guy in the manhwa, but they're not going to be the enemy in the anime.
It in terms of quality, A1 Pictures has it, but
of course,
I don't know what they'll do with the story itself. So
it's dangerous the way that they're handling.
If they do it well, they probably could bring in a new wave because, you know. Korea will be all up on it, you know, like we're finally getting a big anime, and like it's like, does it take place in Korea? Am I correct about that?
Yes.
Yeah, so like, you know what I mean? K-pop fans, can you imagine if like a Korean dub with like K-pop stars in
that'd
it?
That'd be good.
Oh, people would be like good. They'd be like BTS be like as that. The cast or something. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying like looking around, I love how we talked about there's going to be a major topic in this, and it just kind of happened naturally. I really like that. But I'm looking around at Edgar's room, at his mangas. I'm kind of like, I can't see.
Can the Shibuya arc? I know it's like already continuing.
Shibuya arc
IP.
Could. Jujutsu Kaisen is huge, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, we're in this new age of anime and manga.
And a lot of things are ending. You know? And things
a lot of
are...
things are ending, and a lot of things are just getting like second seasons, you know, whereas... there's nothing really new, you know.
If Hunter x Hunter were to be completed, no, but that's such.
I think there are some shouts for Solo Leveling. There are some shouts for Kaiju number 8 to bring a big wave, big new wave.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a big shout for. I don't remember what I had in my mind, but I think there's a big shout for. Dandadan. I think if Dandadan makes a manga, it could bring in a whole bunch. But it depends, man. Manga and anime might become the thing where it's never like the big Chainsaw Man's and the thing that pulls people in. That's gonna be, you know,
just a
really rare occurrence. But I think because you're right, there's not like
it's like everything's
manga,
either already happening or. Things are ending, or
which makes me wish they spread it out a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
like everything came out this
is what I'm saying. It goes for films too. Like we're getting so much.
Yeah.
Like, what is film gonna look like in 100 years?
Yeah.
Will they just be doing nothing, or are we just dumb brain not to think of any good stories by
that
point? I'll
say this. I think if MAPPA picks it up, the return of One Punch Man could be as big. I think
if they do it good, if it's like good,
yeah,
like
I think the return of One Punch Man could be the next step in our evolution.
Yeah.
You know, but I think, yeah, it's difficult to, because who knows? There might be a brilliant mangaka who's just got his manga story accepted.
Can you imagine?
And he's writing the next big thing, you know?
Can you imagine if One Piece live adaptation does so good that people get into it? Can you imagine? Just think about it for
a
second.
I actually can't.
I know, but like we're talking about hypotheticals here, so like I don't know.
I think could you imagine that this
new
thing,
successful hit series live adaptation One Piece is doing so good. People are watching.
Could you imagine if this thing that has historically done bad time after time after time again did good for once? No, I couldn't actually. But yeah. All right, Edgar, let's start wrapping this up.
Yeah, that's all we got to talk. We said we'd make it short, but we just kind of got too invested in talking about
invested.
This.
It's only an hour and 15, not too bad.
That's pretty
short,
good.
As short as Manga Monday shows go.
Yeah.
You know, but thank you guys for watching or listening or wherever you're at.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed all of this stuff, if you're interested in all the new projects, animes, manga, mangaka news, you know, if you're worried about your favorite mangaka's health injury, like the Manga Monday show's here for you because
unfortunately,
because it feels like every week we're talking about that. But the Manga Monday show is here for you. Hit subscribe, hit like, hit follow if you're on Spotify, hit follow if you're on Apple Podcast, leave us a review, all that junk.
Google Podcasts, and I will be adding, will be coming to Amazon if we haven't already. I can't remember for sure.
Keep an eye out for new videos. One Piece, we're going to have a really, really good video coming out at the end of this week or next week. So
we have a lot of ideas to come next year, because we thought we're, I don't know if we said it on the podcast, but we thought we were running on blanks at this point. But we have so much ambition.
There's literally an endless amount.
Yeah, and we could do so much, but like in the podcast, we just love talking about it in general. This is just an easy outlet to be like catch up and talk about. And even when we talk about the stuff that we talk about now, like off mic, we still are so invested in it that like we just have to keep mentioning it over and over again.
Oh yeah. And that was a scare. Like when we started, I was like, "Oh man, are we gonna lose interest?" But
I mean, again, it could happen. Yeah. But you know.
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled. I'm really looking forward to start streaming on my own channel and making my own videos, especially since I hopefully graduate at the end of this week.
Also. pray for Ben, guys. Pray for Ben.
Yeah, pray for Ben.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming our way. This isn't 100% definite. I have no idea when this is happening, but I have a new story that might be published on. Sorry, excuse me. The same website that I published Assassin's Hunter on. New story. And I'm also still in the midst of editing my original web novel and going to send it to someone because I want someone to look at that and say, please publish this.
Look at it.
It's a long shot, but nonetheless, I'm excited. And we got a bunch of stuff coming your way on the Manga Monday show. Hit that 5-star rating. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe button. The follow button.
Smash
Whatever it is. Give us some support. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you guys with more to come on the next episode of
The Manga Monday Show.
See ya.